Hi, I'm John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product team, and I'm here today to show you how to add contextual data to a Link IM conversation. And in case you haven't heard of contextual data, the idea is to include data with a message at the time it's sent. This allows you to more quickly share data with the person you're messaging with so that they're up to speed on whatever the issue is more quickly. Assuming you have Visual Studio and the Link SDK installed, all you're going to need to do this is 10 or 15 lines of XAML text on the sending computer, and on the receiving computer all we'll need is about 6 lines of C# code. So I'm going to go ahead and add on the sending computer here a Link Silverlight application. We'll go ahead and get the application opened up. And when I have access to the XAML window, I'm going to delete the default XAML is added by the application template, because we won't need it for this demonstration. There we go. Now I can go ahead and select it and delete it, and I've got some XAML in a notepad file. I'm just going to copy paste into the XAML pane here. We'll take a look at the properties that I'm setting. First of all, application ID. Right there is the application GUID. Needs to be the same on both computers. Application data is the actual contextual data we're sending. Subject line just appears at the top of the conversation window. You can see there's the control that we're using. Start instant messaging button. And the source property is the address that we're sending to, and that needs to be a valid address, so I'm going to reset it. And for confidentiality, I'll blur the actual value. There's no reason to reveal that. And then I'm going to go ahead and build. And we'll take a look at the register entry that I added for this application. First thing you'll notice is that the GUID for the registry entry matches the GUID that's entered in code. And the internal URL value here is the path to the application. And there's a name for the application there also. So that's the sending application. We'll go ahead and now go to the other computer. And we're going to add just a plain Silverlight application here. Go ahead and open it up. And once we get going, I'm going to add two controls into the design pane. Close down some of these extra windows. And I'm going to drag drop a button control and a text box control. And I'll position them so they're sort of over in the corner here. And then we're going to go ahead and add some references to the project. We're going to add a reference to the model namespace and the utilities namespace. And we'll go ahead and open a code window. And I'm going to add two using statements. One to Microsoft.link.model.extensibility, and the second one to the conversation namespace. There it is. And then we'll declare a couple of variables here. One points to the conversation object. Turn off my caps lock. There's a conversation object and a string variable which will hold the application ID. I'll leave it blank for now. And then I'm going to add a statement here to get the conversation object. And I'm going to use the get hosting conversation method off of the Link client. There it is. Yeah. And I need to get a click event off the button here, so I'm going to add a click event. And then we can jump back to the code window. And we'll use the click event to actually print the application data that comes in. So I'm just going to set the text property to the value of the getApplicationData method, which has a single property or single parameter, which is the application ID. So I'm going to enter the name of that string variable. And now we need to fill the app ID. We need to provide a value for it. So I'm going to open up the registry editor here, and you can see it's the same GUID value as on the other computer. So I'm just going to copy it and then paste it in and do a little bit of editing here. There we go. And again, we'll take a look at the registry here. I'm going to build the application. Okay, there we go. So there's the GUID value, internal URL points to the application, and we've got a name value, just like on the other computer. So we'll go ahead and close this because it'll be opened up automatically when the message is sent. So we just need to save it and close it. And then go back to the sending computer. Okay, hit F5, start the application up. And I'm going to click the Start Instant Messaging button control to send an IM message. And there's the conversation window. Just type in hello. Very simple. Just sending a message. And this message includes our contextual data. There we go. I click that button. And that runs the getApplicationData method, which retrieves our contextual data.